Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam. Yeah, we used to play a game after. We used to play a game. We'd turn the lights off in the locker room and throw sneakers at each other as hard as we could. But we'd all make a deal to just throw them at one kid that we didn't like.
Yeah.
So we turned the lights off and just everyone would just belt this fucking kid.
The whole point of sports is just like psychologically torture somebody.
Yeah, just find
one
a kid.
Just find one person.
Find one kid whose parents are like making him play.
Yeah.
And just getting his ass.
Yeah, we had a homeschooler on our baseball team.
Oh, disgusting.
In eighth grade. Well, now that's going to be the norm. Everyone's going to be weird as fuck.
Yeah, true.
This dude was a homeschooler. I don't know what the fuck his parents were thinking. They entered him into the school system at like 7th, 8th grade. It was fucking chum, dude. People were like,
oh.
You just like would see him walk and you're like, what the fuck is up with that kid? Like, oh. I have to throw something at this kid just to see what's going on with him.
They put him in 7th and 8th grade?
Dude,
when he was coming?
Dude, he came in with like a Dr. Seuss nerd walk and everyone was like, what the fuck is this? It was to the point a hit list was made. This was like an extreme bully situation. I mean, dude, he was on a baseball team. So you were just like, dude, people are woofing balls. Like, you'd be on first base. Fucking, you'd be at shortstop, and you basically pitch. You'd be like,
he made a hit list?
He made a hit list, yeah. I was number three.
You were on the hit list?
I was number three.
Nice, man.
Three. I made third.
That's good.
I made third on his hit list.
In elementary school, in middle school, they wrote an article in the paper about me being a bully.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Pretty
dude.
Good. That counts as like
you
top
got,
five
got
on
ink?
A list.
You got
I
ink?
Got publication, dude. I've only ever gotten negative press, dude. Well, there was a kid that used to get on our bus, and I used to call him Arthur, because he had an Arthur book bag. I was being nice to the fucking
that's
kid.
Actually pretty, that's not bad.
I didn't think it was mean, but yeah. I guess the kid was tortured by it, dude. He was tormented by being called Arthur. And one day I had the principal call me to the office and had like a sit down and like I had to talk to the kid. I think I talked to the kid's parents. And then like the next month in the school newsletter, it was like bullying handled. And they wrote an article about it.
What?
Yeah, dude.
You gotta
it's
get
like
that.
We had an eighth grader who was a real dickhead.
You got to get that.
Yeah.
I was never malicious. There was people that like. It was just the reactions were so funny, and it was just you couldn't stop like doing it.
Of course,
that was the kid who punched me in the face before biology. I was just giving him soft touches. You know when you go to give someone a titty twister, but you just soft touch their tits, and they're like,
yeah.
I hit him with a soft touch, and he did like full like $80 an hour taekwondo on me. He used karate nerd. He used nerd karate on me, and he just struck me in the face twice, and I was
he did
like,
a combo on you.
He did a combo, dude. Literally low knee punch, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then I realized, like, oh, shit, I think this kid's actually upset. So then I kind of started, like, all right, dude, I'm going to help you out, but I ended up just getting him in a fight with another kid.
Oh, all right, good. I remember this. Single
yeah,
tier.
I was
like
actually
Native
trying
American.
To help him. I was actually trying to help him. I'm like, look, you got to fuck this kid up who was like, actually fucking with him.
Yeah.
And he got in a fight and lost. And
then he
like,
just asked
yeah, fucking ass handed to him, dude. And I was like, oh, shit, dude, you got it. Level nerd.
Here's what you are, dude. You're an energy vampire.
True.
I just figured this out. I am too, dude. There's a show. You ever see the movie What We Do in the Shadows?
Mm-mm.
Dude, there's a show. It's on FX. It's on Hulu now. It fucking rules. It's hilarious. It's so funny. But there's a dude who's an energy. He's an energy vampire. So the rest of them are like classic vampires. And there's one guy that just looks like a dork from an office. And the way he gets his power is he drains you. So like he'll come in and be like, dilly dilly, how was your weekend? And people are just like, oh. And then it'll cut back to him. And he's like,
he's just. Staten Island Branch. Can you hear me?
We're here, Colin.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the Sigourney Otis project, we got...
How was everyone's weekend?
I have the power of 1,000 cowboys running through my veins right now.
The best part is he... Like, he'll just start a fight and then sit in the room next door and just be like, yes.
He's like,
all the negative energy. And I was like, damn, dude, I'm definitely just an energy vampire. Like, just start a fight and leave and sit there and hear screams and be like, yes. Yeah.
I had, like, a vivid memory of reading. I remember reading the science book and seeing Homo sapiens when I was little and being like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's going to say homo in school tomorrow. And just, like, waking up, being like, eating my breakfast and be like, fuck science classes, third period. I remember waiting for, like, 24 hours and hearing her say homo sapiens and being like.
actually fifth grade, we had somebody come in to give us like a sex ed class type thing. Fuck. And I remember writing a question so he would have to say gay. Oh, I wrote a question. I said, can boys like other boys? And he was like, now. He walked over to me and was like, did you write that? Because he knew it was me. And I was like, yes. And he was like, I had to stay in character, dude. I had to be like, yes, I wrote it. And he was like, do you really want to know that answer? And I was like, yes. And he was like, those are called homosexuals. I had to like stay in character like, oh, how about that? That's something you don't learn every day. Which is so funny because that dude obviously knew I was being an asshole. He just had to watch a fifth grader pretend to be like, yes. It's crazy we both have that origin story. Like trying to make someone say gay.
Like I read the book, I go to my brother, I'm like, dude, what's this about? He's like, yeah, dude, Homo sapiens. You're a Homo sapien. It's like, I'm a fucking Homo sapien. He's like, you're a fucking Homo sapien. I'm like, fuck, dude.
Dad, am I a Homo sapien? He's like, yeah.
Fuck. I don't think my dad would even know who that was. If I was like, am I a Homo sapien? He'd be like, hey,
no,
come
son
on,
of
come
mine.
On, come on, come on.
Goddamn,
go sit down. Don't be a smart ass.
You've been hanging out with your sisters too much.
I remember being in middle school in class, being like, I have to masturbate now. And then I'd get up to go to the bathroom. And then I'd get up and I'd have a massive boner and instantly I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing, dude? And then I would just go back to
class.
And
then you'd go back to the kitchen where your mom was teaching. You were definitely homeschooled, dude.
I was not homeschooled.
All right, quick. What middle school did you go to?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You don't even know. You were absolutely homeschooled.
I was not homeschooled. I'll show you my yearbook photo.
Please.
I actually can't. I have no idea how I'd find that. Yeah. It's a Christmas card. What an insane thing to say. That's like that has to be like the best like slight insult. Just ask someone if they're homeschooled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, I don't know a single person who's normal who is homeschooled. Except me. You were homeschooled.
Normal guy. I was homeschooled, obviously.
Ah, you fucking
the captain
asshole.
Of the football team.
Yeah.
Homeschooled. I was in the backyard running drills. My dad was like, someday you could be a captain if you keep doing this. Doing ladder drills in the backyard.
We had a high school baseball coach who was like playing catcher like in practice. Got hit right in the arm. Arm like exploded.
Really?
Shattered.
You were a high school baseball player?
No. Just got made his way around
watching.
The town.
Oh. You're just watching from your window. From your bedroom.
He's on the chain link. Yeah.
One day I'll be a real boy. One day I'll play baseball.
Baseball.
Got home.
Like, Mama.
Mom, what's baseball? Baseball is the devil. I invented baseball.
Hey, Jay, you dress like a metalhead. You look like a member of Van Halen. Yeah, the van. You look like a fucking van, dude. You dumbass. Have much? Because this is gay. Ari used to host the show This Is Not Happening, a show named after his comedy career. Ari is edgy and shocking, which is a really cool thing for a 50-year-old guy to be. Isn't it cool? Ari's yoga videos suck and are gay. Ari, it's sad to see you failing like this. Ari is having a tough time selling tickets, which is sad.
I got pulled over by cops leaving Billy's, and they thought I was undercover.
Oh, yeah.
The cops did?
The cops thought I was an undercover cop, so they were like, pull over, we gotta chat. I look like a cop that much. They pulled me over, and I was like, what the fuck did I do wrong?
You were they probably dressed up like a kid who went to high school to buy drugs.
Yeah, for real. They pulled me over, and the guy goes, 369? And I was like, damn thing's fine. I thought he said a yin yang twin lyric. He goes, 369? Damn thing's fine? And they were like, no. We thought you were an undercover.
Damn thing's fine?
Damn thing's fine.
That is so fucking...
I just wrote this song. What do you tell me what you think?
Rock me, mama, like a wagon reel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
What do you think?
Fucking gay.
It's a song.
You're good. I know it's a real song. Oh,
I would do Molly with my dad. That'd be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he would. I think he would do it.
I think you need it. You need to give them the opportunity to like get those emotions out that they've had bottled up.
Yeah,
they're all going like, through something that's made them so bottled up they can't share a single fucking emotion, and that's got
to
be.
They
depressing.
Weren't allowed to have emotions.
Maybe that
until like 1998.
Yeah. And like so. Okay, so my dad's...
Which they are kind of right about it. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you can.
The older generation is correct. Dudes with emotions fucking... Shut up.
Look how emotional you've been today. You've been sharing
emotional.
So many great things. It's
I am
been beautiful.
Very emotional. I'm an emotional guy. Show it's your, embarrassing.
Do the one emotion that you do really... Do the one... Oh, dude, that was beautiful, bro.
He's got two.
Dude, that was fucking cool.
Now imagine there's there's a loud noise outside. Ah! You have a soft blankie in your hand. You're good at that, dude.
I am not, yeah.
You're a good actor. Damn,
thanks,
dang.
Bro.
Have you guys seen Jamie Foxx's Trump?
It's incredible.
It's the only Trump I've ever heard that's better than yours.
Oh.
It's really good.
Is it better?
Jamie Foxx. He's a black guy. Black guys, they're okay. Pretty good.
I can't read this.
I'm not doing it. Dude, some people are way better at the conversational Trump. I can't do that. Like
what are you going to do in 2024, Mr. Trump? Is it you haven't announced you're running again,
I haven't announced it. The crooked FBI, they went into my house. Not good. They didn't find anything.
I don't have anything.
Boy, people are on the fence now. There's like pro and con anti-FBI people with no information whatsoever. No information whatsoever. They're pro or con.
Here's my favorite
FBI.
Part. Is the same people. So now the left keeps tweeting, now all of a sudden the right's anti-police.
Ooh.
But then it's like the people on the right are all this, they get to tweet, all of a sudden the left's pro-police.
Pro-police,
they
do
this every single fucking time.
They're the same people.
Yeah. They're the exact
people
same people.
Just looking at all of them going like, I want to make fun of all of you.
I do make fun of all of them.
You got to stay in the middle and observe.
Yeah.
I agree with more people on the left than I do on the right on most things, but I still think they're the most ridiculous.
I like the left except gay rights.
You're a little too liberal with that.
Yeah. Says the guy with the mustache.
I should shut the fuck up.
What, Mr. Trump, how do you feel about gay rights?
I like it, but they're going a little overboard with the dancing. A lot of dancing. I don't know about that.
Anyone in your family ever represent themselves in court?
No. But my dad...
Somebody had tried thought about it.
My friend got arrested driving past a cop, and he screamed. He was like, fucking pig.
Yeah, they don't like that.
And he caught us.
Mm-hmm.
He made me come out of the car, and he was like, what'd you say? And I was like, I didn't say it. And he was like, who did? I was like, I'm not going to tell. I was like, I can't snitch on my friend.
Ain't no rat.
He was like, well, it came from your side of the car. And I was like, yeah. And it wasn't me.
Do the math here.
Come on, dude. I'm not telling you, but it wasn't me. And then we went to court, and
he brought you in for that?
Court, dude.
What?
What was the charge?
I'm obstructing. He was pulling someone over.
It's
bullshit. But
these are trumped up charges.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, my dad stood up. I guess he knew the judge somehow. I don't know.
It's bullshit, Larry.
And he said something, and the judge, like, jokingly was like, are you his attorney? And my dad goes, no, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Shut the fuck up.
Place went wild, dude.
No fucking way.
It's unbelievable.
all right, you guys get out of here.
Did he get convicted?
I think so.
Just had to pay a fine or something?
Yeah.
Was a cop there to testify?
Yeah.
Slow day, huh?
Dork.
Out of all the whites, through the history of whites, there was always a guy like you. And I think that back in the day, I don't want to be offensive, but what kind of white? He's not a baker.
Oh.
You know what? I know what he was. You know what he was?
What?
One of those jolly monks with the brown robes.
A friar.
A friar.
He's got friar feet.
He's got a friar vibe. Thank you
so much.
Yeah. You have a friar vibe.
I'll take that.
What am I? Like, of all the Asians in the history of Asia, what would I have been like 300 years ago?
I don't know. I feel like you guys have like two jobs. You're either like in the fields or a samurai.
Yeah.
It strikes me as more of a field Asian.
What?
If I had
I know. Well, you're saying that I would be out there with the hat.
Yes.
Right?
Something would come up in the village. You'd be like, oh, fuck, we got to get out of here.
The last fight I got in was at Penn State. I was with my friends and my one friend, who's a shit talker. He just was like, this kid's talking shit on you, dude. He's trying to fight you. And I was like, no, he's not. Then that guy just stood up and was like, what the fuck if I am, dude? Like, what are you going to do? And so I was like, well, then we'll fight. We'll definitely fight. And he was so little. That's another thing. I've never fought anyone my size. So I'm bragging about being undefeated, but I only fight people I'm definitely going to beat the fuck out of. That's the rule. You never fight a wrestler, and you always fight someone you're definitely going to beat. Like women. Against women. Actually, that's not true. My fucking sister's here. She used to fuck me up. She's 7 years older than me. She played college basketball. She fucked me up. And then in fifth grade, I saw Goldberg do the spear on WCW, and I was like, I can do that. And for a week, I just beat the shit out of my sister. Took it out on him. Classic Spears, dude.
I'm so sorry. Oh. So sorry.
How did I forget this?
What?
In the hotel in Indianapolis, check in. I'm like, I'm going to jack off.
Yeah.
I'm in there naked on top of the made bed, fully naked. I was about to get in the shower.
Yeah.
Cracked open the lotion. I'm laying there, phone like this. Dude, a dude just opens the door. A dude just walks in.
What? And did he feast his eyes?
And took him a long time to avert his eyes. His what? Gaze was on my body. And I also didn't move. I just was like, dude, what are you doing? There was no shame. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I said, my life, my rules. It was crazy. He was like, no one's supposed to be in here. I was like, well, I'm in here and I'm fucking jacking off. I haven't been caught whacking off in so long. I didn't give a fuck.
No way, dude. He was just feasting
his
eyes.
Feasting his eyes. I mean, it must have looked nuts. I was on top of a white bed. I was like an octopi.
He might not have seen you, dude.
I don't think he saw me because he stood there for a minute like, hello? I was like, what are you, dude? He saw me rock hard, too. As hard as it gets, dude. Maybe that's why I was not ashamed. If he would have got me early,
yeah,
lotioning up,
working
a pud,
up a soft burn,
working a pud with lotion.
Fuck you! Get the fuck out of here,
dude.
Yeah, that's the best thing ever.
I laughed. He heard me laughing. He was like, "Don't tell anyone." I was like, "I'm not going to tell anyone." By the way, right back to work.
Of course, dude.
Put the hard hat back on.
Of course.
So shout out to that guy who
He froze.
I mean, the abominable snowman was laying down. The fucking Yeti was whacking off, dude. Dude, I was laying flat on a fully made hotel bed.
I must have looked huge, dude. In the dark, your eyes are adjusting. He was like, what the fuck is that? No one's supposed to be in here.
What the fuck?
What are you doing? He's like, oh, dude.
Your parents have weird jobs or weird lives or something like that?
Dad's an accountant. Mom stayed home.
Anything? Any fun facts? I feel like we're missing something. Maybe you're avoiding
the topic. I swear
to God,
you're missing nothing.
Really?
This guy...
I think you're great. You're just nothing. And that's fair. That's good to be. I just don't think there's much beyond this.
You're good at video game hockey?
No.
I don't play much video games.
I can answer for you. Ask me a question, I'll answer for him.
Yeah. Frisbee golf.
Never played it. Took the words out of his hairy mouth.
He reads a lot of true crime novels.
Never. Hasn't read a book in fucking years.
Didn't read a book all college.
Yeah.
How about cooking? You ever cook yourself a nice, delicious meal?
Lunch meat.
Has he tried to fuck multiple things in his house?
You know what? I feel like he hasn't. I think he's like not a weirdo.
Just an old-fashioned grip and rip?
Just a good grip and rip. Nah, you got some lotion. Do you jerk off with lotion, or what do you use? Ooh, I think we cracked into a weird category.
Here we go.
There's something weird here taking place.
My guess is no lotion. He just spits right on that hairy palm and lets it rip.
Ooh.
Feels like a gorilla's giving him a hand job.
It's like fucking an old lady's pussy.
I think he shaves one of his hands and pretends it's a female's.
All right, Daikon. Well, if I have any more questions for you, I'm just going to ask Shane Gillis. There he goes. Daikon, everybody.
Daikon rules.
So I was in Key West when it started, so I was like, work my way back up to New York.
So you were in, were you working in Key West?
Yeah.
Were you doing that little club?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little room. You just, and it's Key West. So
what are those people like down there? Those are like checked out, flip flop wearing
drunk ladies. Like you say, dick. They're like, oh, yeah. You try to do one smart joke. They're like, what? What'd you just say?
They're not here to think.
They don't understand
drink
the nuance.
Margaritas. Yeah. That would be hell. Would be hell. Would be stuck around people that you could never have a smart conversation with.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people, like, you start a conversation, you go, oh, this is, like, level two forever.
Yeah.
We're at level two forever. We're never getting to level 10.
I hate when someone makes a point that you're like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, when someone, they're like, here's what I've been thinking lately.
Oh, no.
And it's like, dude, yeah, I thought of that in eighth grade. What are you talking about? It's like, maybe God's not real. It's like, yeah. I confronted that in sixth grade.
Will you, like, experiment and go, let's 69 it, or?
Yeah, every once in a while I'll toss in a good set. Anything where I'm laying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Because I'm more of a bottomy guy. Kind of. Are you bottomy, or?
Well, no, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. You're a toppy?
I'll get up there.
Yeah, you'll get up there.
I'll get up there and ride a little.
He doesn't at all.
Well, I'm also have little legs.
You know what does that even mean?
Yeah, I just have little legs, so I can't do certain things that he can do. But what am I lacking that's not experimental or?
He just is so such a good boy. You're just a good boy is what all I have to say about that.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of nice?
It is. It's very sweet and it's very harmless. We've been together a long time.
Long time,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you.
So you guys would say you guys have loved each other long time?
He's fearless.
I love, you know what I love about you? The fearlessness, right?
Shut the fuck up.
And the gall.
Shut up.
Oh, the top of it.